I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. As humorist Andy Borowitz tweeted this morning, President Obama has done a pretty good job considering he's not from here. Borowitz, one of a chorus of voices responding to the re-entry into the presidential race of the notion long disproved that President Obama was not born here. And today, analysts are wondering, what was Mitt Romney thinking, aligning himself with the man behind the birther claims yesterday at Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, instead of basking in his delicate win in Texas, which put him over the top on his way to the party nomination? Bloomberg Businessweek's Josh Green writes today that it was consultant Mark Penn who started this idea of Obama as other, encouraging Hillary Clinton to use it during the 2008 presidential campaign, something she rejected, by the way. But Josh writes, under Republicans, it's metastasized into the birther movement, false claims the president was not born here. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of that network's political webcast, Top Line. Rick, you say this is a revealing moment about how the Romney campaign is thinking. What is it revealing? What are they thinking?
They're thinking that they cannot anger Donald Trump at this stage. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is, he's Donald Trump, and he's more valuable on the inside than the outside because he's going to make his noise regardless. The other thing, and this is a little more nuanced, Mitt Romney is not a believer in the birther movement. He believes that President Obama was born in the United States, but a good chunk of his supporters are and do have doubts. And so for him to outright disavow and repudiate Donald Trump would mean potentially alienating a lot of the folks he needs to get on board. So even now, in the general election, when the focus is on independent voters, he needs to lock down his conservative Republican base.
But Rick Klein, he didn't have to. I mean, why even have that meeting on that day? I mean, everyone knows what Donald Trump stands for. The meeting could have been on Friday of this week. I mean, people are asking, you know, was this a blunder by a tone-deaf Mitt Romney campaign or a cynical move to restart the birther debate on this such an important day in the campaign? You say that once he got there, he can't respond. You know, that responds to people who say, why didn't he do a John McCain thing and say, no, as John McCain said to a woman who said Barack Obama was an Arab, John McCain said, well, no, ma'am, he's not. You're saying that's why Mitt Romney could do that, but why even set up that day?
Oh, I don't think this was planned. I really think this was a couple of errors and then hoping that Donald Trump would keep his mouth shut, and of course that didn't happen, and then they were so far in that they couldn't cancel and shuttle the whole day. I don't think this worked out to his benefit on balance. Now look, it's 5 months before the election. There's lots of time. Maybe you're better off having Trump-dominated headlines about birthers in May than you are in October. I think that's a given. But no, I don't think this was a particularly shining day for the Romney campaign. They were on the defensive all day, and Donald Trump, as he is wont to do, ended up chewing up all of the airspace and the airtime of the day talking about his doubts about President Obama's birth status.
Well, there was another issue raised yesterday. Reuters reports that the Romney campaign gave his Romney's birth certificate to Reuters, and on that certificate it clearly shows that Romney's father, George Romney, was born in Mexico, as Reuters writes. This is reviving the debate from the 1968 presidential race in which George Romney, the candidate, faced his own birther movement. A candidate whose father had these same kind of attacks, putting himself in this position where he has to stand by while someone else launches a birther movement.
It's amazing the way that history comes full circle in these times. I don't think Mitt Romney sees any interest in having the birther movement play out, but I do think he sees an interest in making sure that those who harbor these doubts don't feel like they don't have their voice heard at all. So he does try to play it both ways by having someone like Donald Trump out there. You can't be held responsible for everything that every one of your supporters say, clearly, but you're not forced to sit down at a fundraiser at the hotel
right.
That bears the man's name.
I have to go back at one thing, Rick Klein, that you said. You said you're in the camp that believes this was just a blunder maybe on Romney's part and not cynical. The Washington Post's Phil Rucker reminds us, of course, Mitt Romney is also considered an outsider by many in the GOP, a New Englander, a Mormon. He potentially yesterday became the first Mormon nominee for president. Some would say that inviting Donald Trump to sort of step up and do his thing and cast Obama as an outsider is deflecting from his own outsider nature.
But the other side of that is that if you start talking about others as outsiders, then you highlight some of the things you don't want to talk about. Mitt Romney has never been fully comfortable talking about his own religion. That's one reason why they're not going to go close to the Reverend Wright story, because they don't want stories about Mitt Romney's church to be considered fair game by the media. But so I do think it is an intriguing matchup in a lot of ways. I think these two men, they have demeanors that in some ways are similar, and they're cool and sort of above the fray take. And I think they also have elements of their upbringing that are unusual. And neither of these men is white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, which of course is what almost every president that this nation's ever had has been.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of that network's political webcast, Top Line. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.